My entire career has been focused on art. I would go down little different directions because of the kids. It's always been about art. The main thing to get across is you have to follow your bliss. If you do, it'll work. I was 60 when I bought this building to create this gallery.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your host, Paisa Noel, and welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS, a talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. Also a talk show where we always find that laugh. I am stoked that we have officially arrived at PNS Season 2, themed Overcoming the Odds and Pursuing Passion. In addition, PNS viewers and listeners have now been named, drumroll, Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties. You may be saying, what do that mean? Well, all that means is that you are bold, beautiful, and not just pursuing, but propelling your passion. And if you're not, quote unquote, yet, I think you will after hearing these stories. Throughout my journey as a former professional dancer turned talk show creator, I have met some fascinating people with inspiring stories. Let's dive on in and hear them. Peace out.
What's up, my Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties? That's what I call my followers now, Emily.
I love it.
I have somebody that I'm super excited about. I have Emily Andrus here. Hi, Emily.
Hey.
And as you can see in her beautiful background, she's an artist, amongst other things. So we'll talk about that as time goes by. I'm so excited she came. And if you're on YouTube, if you're not, then go on so you can see the pretty people I have on here. But she has this pretty like pink hair and everything. So like, oh, so excited. Okay. So I know Emily from when I was in high school. And her daughter is 3 years younger than me, and we were on the dance team together, and it was just so much fun. And Emily always just gave me such a good form of confidence. She always was super nice. She included me in so many different things. I got to do a costume catalog with her, and she's always just been very artsy. And I was really drawn to her for the show because she always had art in her life in some form, but I've seen so many different forms that she kept her passion in her life that I was like, this is just amazing. And in 2015, I went to her place in December, I believe it was 2015. And my mom, who most of you guys know passed away, she was with us. And I'll just never forget going over there. Emily said to me, Paisa, just be open. And I'll never forget that. That still rings to me to this day. And actually, that's a good root of why I started this show, because she would always say, just be open. And in my mind, like I always just wanted to do this industry dance, but she would say, be open. So I think about it in my relationships. I think about it in my professional life. I think about it in everything I'm doing. And this is a way that I was open. So I thank her for that. And then she also did a beautiful painting of me. And she also told a story about her art journey. And she mentioned about traveling, and I need to hear the story again, but I just really admire how I've seen her raise a family and also still pursue her passion. So that's my accolades about the cool Miss Andrus. Years later, I still love her so much and still asked her to be on the show.
Oh, I was so honored. You have no idea. This is exciting, but you made me cry. So
I'm already. Emily, is there anything else that you want to add to just an intro, and then we'll get into some more nitty gritty?
So my entire career has been focused on art. I would go down little different directions because of the kids. It's always been about art. That's what I went to college for. That's what I was obsessed with growing up. And, you know, I came from a really creative family. And yeah, the main thing to get across is you have to follow your bliss. If you do, it'll work. It'll work out. It's that sending that positive energy. Everybody talks about manifesting. you're manifesting if you're doing something you love. And everything will come to you that you need. If you're just hitting your head, you know, nothing good's going to come from that. The fact that you have always remained open, Paisa, you always have. You were a shining star back then, and you still are. Oh, I started to cry again.
I'm getting there too. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So, when you think about it, I just remember you and Lauren dancing in the house and practicing things and just having fun and showing each other your dances. And I love that. It just poured your energy all over the house and it felt good for months. You know, it's just, you're a good egg. You are wonderful. It's true.
Thank you. You just always accepted me as I was, and I just truly appreciate it and always just remain positive because I had some hardships and, you know, was never the best in dance, but I just loved it. So you always just pushed me just to do what I love. And then all of the things that me and Lauren did together, which we talked about before this recording, we did marching band and dance team and all those skills and stuff really came together to help us be who we are. But through all of that, I just remember Mama Andrus, as I used to say, I just always remember the positive energy, and it just really helped set me and Lauren forward. And as my mom's not here, I still think of you as like a positive energy towards me. And yes. Although she may not have known when her time was over, something about that time that I saw you was kind of an exchange of take care of my baby. And I feel like you have, even though you're far away, you still have, you know.
What you're doing is you've just never given up. And that's what I did. It's funny. I had a conversation with a dear friend of mine who's an artist, and she got a rejection letter for this big show that she really thought she was in. She got through several rounds and she was devastated by it. And I said, you know, if you want, I'll go and get the book that I've got of rejection letters. It's like it, because you keep that and you know that you're someone who doesn't give up. That person can't take that away from you. You know, I've gotten into wonderful shows. I've gotten rejected from wonderful shows. But if you're in the arts, it's so subjective. You have to do you and not worry about what's being said. You have to just, you know, that's going to be the theme. You have to be following your bliss. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's important, especially as an artist. We can have so much time when we're alone working, and you have to bring people into your sphere, which we do here. It's wonderful. Just these marvelous artists who come on Thursdays. And we talk about what we're doing and we push each other. And, you know, you would hope that's how life would be just in general.
I'm really glad that you brought up the rejection thing. And I actually love the fact that you have a book of rejections because that kind of keeps you that, oh my gosh, that's a really good idea. Like everybody likes to always say, oh, let's think about all the good stuff, but the rejections is actually gives the reverse effect. It makes you say, look what I came through and look what happened here and what happened there. And so I love that. And I love that you are saying being true to yourself and you bringing people in on Thursdays and just meeting new people and everybody inspiring each other. It's very important to like form a community and to inspire the next generation.
Oh, it's a must because people can get super competitive and that can create this kind of not great atmosphere. We celebrate everybody's success. It's key, you know, and it keeps the energy in my studio and in the gallery. People will walk through the door and say, oh my God, it feels so good in here.
Yes, I can imagine. Oh my
God. It does. It's just so wonderful. I started a lantern parade here in Mount Holly. It's perfect for a small town. You know, we're just 15 minutes from Charlotte, downtown Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know this was here. But the lantern parade is to thank the art teachers that I had because the community gets together, gives me money to buy the supplies for the art teachers all throughout Gaston County. And the community members, people who would say, oh, I had no idea I could do this, are marching down the street at night with their lit up creations. Okay. So they're on display, sharing their light. And it's remarkable the energy it leaves. I keep saying that, but you can feel it. People talk about it all the time. We had a 92-year-old woman make a lantern. She and her book club came over and I taught them. 92 years old. She couldn't walk the parade. They drove her in a golf cart. She had said her entire life she had wanted to be in the parade. Do it. You know? And she did it. And it was amazing. She couldn't believe how she felt. So you always want to be in a parade. Be in a parade. You want to do a talk show? You're doing it. It's beautiful, Paisa. And so all that good spirit, I keep saying it, it's just going to keep surrounding you and dumping all kinds of goodness on your head.
I love it. And the two things that really resonated in that is this lady was 92. So everybody should stop saying it's too late for things to happen. 92.
I was 60 when I bought this building to create this gallery.
It's like, it's never too late.
It is never too late.
Yeah.
Ever. And when you know that, it's so spectacular. You realize you can do anything. It's shocking.
You know, of course, we're on social media together, so I get to see everything happen. Every time I see Emily, I just look at it and say, it's never too late. Be a kind like Emily was. And like I've seen firsthand how just keeping good energy, staying positive, being kind, which is really important, being inclusive, just enjoying everybody's special beauty, all of that stuff comes back to you. And I've seen you flourish. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, because I was somebody that I was like, oh, if this doesn't happen at this time, it's too late. And seeing Emily, right. It's not too late. And you can have all this stuff. You can have a family still. You can, you know, still have all this other things happen. And you just never know if you just stay positive. So thank you for showing me that. Your life has really inspired me.
Well, it does seem kind of crazy, but it's true. You can do anything. You know, the only limitations are what you put on yourself. I want a museum show. That's my goal that I will go to the end of time. And if I don't get it, how much fun have I had along the way? Yes. And if I do, what's the next thing that I'll go for? It's so exciting to live life. Living life is amazing. It's just, I love it here. I love my kooky building. It was horrible when I bought it.
Really?
Oh,
I would never know. I would never know.
It was literally a brick box. It was dirt floor, no heating in the air, no electricity, no nothing. You could look up and see to the second floor. Oh. And it was everything I wanted. Even the shape of it, because it's historic. And it had been empty for 18 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so here's the thing. I only had so much money. Do you remember my mother? It was her mother's earrings that you wore to the prom. Okay. Mother literally from beyond led me to this place. I had never heard of Mount Holly. So these buildings are out there and waiting for, I like to think of this building as a metaphor. It's magical.
Yes.
And it was perfect, but I found it not that long after Mother passed. And I always felt like that was her. Oh, I know it was. Yeah, I could hear her voice in my head. She never gave up. And she was so forward thinking, you know? She was remarkable, very creative. She would love this, love it.
Yeah, and I think we're very similar with our mothers and relationships. And because my mother was very forward thinking also, it seems like when they go to the next transition to heaven or wherever you believe they go, then I feel like they just like put this extra little thing here there for
too.
You. And like, it just
reminds me,
we're very similar in that way. Okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. And I love how the conversation's just flowing, but I'm like, oh man, we just kind of got all into everything.
Sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. So I do want to talk about the theme. So for the Pisces Noel show, we have a new theme for season two, and that is overcoming the odds and pursuing passion. What comes to mind first for you?
Well, you know, it's not an easy life being an artist. It's tough. You have highs and lows. You learn how to deal with that right out of college. I took a job illustrating furniture while I was doing my artwork at night. Okay. And yeah, the furniture was the worst. It was like plaid. You know, this was 1979. Oh my goodness. And so to supplement the income so I could keep working on a portfolio of art, I was doing fashion illustration. I did cutaway illustrations of hand tools. I mean, anything I could do, I would do while I was drawing furniture during the day and then working at night. I met my husband. We got married. I set up my studio in like the mudroom of our house, okay? And so I had this little place where I would be working on my work And we took a trip to Europe. And the Italian Renaissance has always blown me away, as has the period in Paris when the Impressionists and the Post-Impressionists and Fauvists and all of that creativity was going on. That was it. I was just ready to start pushing the work further. And I got pregnant. We wanted to start a family. So at that point, I was making enough with my artwork that I could stay home. When Lauren would nap, I'd run to my studio and work. And it was interesting. I don't know if it was the hormones, but that was a very prolific time for me. And when Matt came along, same thing, very prolific. I moved into an actual studio that I didn't share with a washer and dryer. And the kids, I worked around their schedules, whether it was napping as babies or wee school that they would go to. And I did outdoor art shows to keep myself out there, which also, I was going all over the place. So I was able to get galleries at those places where I was. And I'm now fast forwarding because it was going great. 9/11 hit. And for artists, the art shows really just took a nosedive. Mm-hmm. So Lauren was dancing. I started doing costumes for her and Stephanie. Then I was asked to do costumes because we would win costume awards. And so I was able to keep body and soul together doing costumes while I was still trying to sell the artwork. And all of a sudden, it was, gosh, let's fast forward now to 2014. Mother had died in 2013. I was asked to be a part of a gallery in Southend. And I got an art pop billboard. So my work was on a billboard for a year. And all of a sudden, everything took off again. That's how I was able to buy this building, you know. So when you condense it like that, it seems really easy. But if you go from 2001 to 2014, I was doing everything I could, selling my work where I could. And it's been amazing. It's just, I was always going to do it. It was never going to stop. You just hit bumps along the way.
Stay tuned for part two of Emily Andrus on the Paisa Noel Show. Thank you for tuning in to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. If you are a visual person like me and you want to see these stunning guests in their interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at the Paisa Noel Show PNS. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. Okay. They just got the option on Spotify now too. So, you know, hook a girl up. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Paisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.